Imagine walking into Christie's auction house in 2018 as a painting created entirely by artificial intelligence sells for $432,500. This wasn't just a curiosity, it was a harbinger of a fundamental shift in how value is created. AI isn't simply automating routine tasks, it's transforming the very architecture of business. Harvard professors Marco Iansidi and Kareem Lakhani reveal that we're witnessing nothing less than a complete reimagining of the firm itself, where algorithms and data replace traditional processes as the operational core. The most profound difference between traditional and AI-powered companies isn't just technology, it's scale economics. While conventional businesses face diminishing returns as they grow, struggling with coordination challenges and management complexity, AI-driven firms achieve the opposite, increasing returns to scale. Every new customer interaction generates more data, which improves algorithms, creating a virtuous cycle of better service and accelerated growth. This is why companies like Amazon can serve hundreds of millions of customers with remarkable efficiency, while traditional retailers struggle to expand beyond regional boundaries. What makes this revolution different from previous technological shifts? It's not just faster, it's fundamentally different. Traditional companies use technology to support human-driven processes. AI-powered firms flip this model, placing software and algorithms at their operational core, with humans designing and overseeing these systems rather than executing the work themselves. At the heart of every AI-powered organization sits the AI Factory, a scalable decision engine that industrializes the transformation of data into action. Like physical factories standardize manufacturing, AI factories now standardize information processing and decision-making. This engine comprises four integrated components: a data pipeline that collects and organizes information, algorithms generating predictions. Spotify processes 100 plus billion data points daily. An experimentation platform, LinkedIn runs 40,000 plus experiments yearly. And software infrastructure connecting everything organization-wide. These components create a powerful learning system. TikTok's recommendation engine improves with each swipe, creating a self-reinforcing loop of engagement and data collection that fueled its growth. This represents a fundamentally different approach to organizational learning at unprecedented speed and scale. The most successful AI factories evolve through continuous refinement, starting as focused applications before transforming entire businesses and eventually industries. Traditional organizations evolved into specialized departments to manage complexity, from Renaissance guilds to modern corporate divisions. While effective in stable environments, these structures impede digital transformation by trapping data in functional silos, preventing cross-departmental insights. The AI-powered firm requires a different architecture built on integrated data, modular software components, and cross-functional collaboration. These companies organize around customer journeys and value streams, with data flowing freely across traditional boundaries. Microsoft's transformation under Satya Nadella exemplifies this approach. When he became CEO in 2014, Microsoft had missed critical shifts to mobile and cloud computing. Nadella integrated Azure into Microsoft's core, breaking down silos with his One Microsoft strategy, replacing traditional divisions with engineering groups aligned with customer needs. This architectural shift enabled Microsoft to embed AI capabilities across its products. The company built a common foundation of data, algorithms, and software components that teams could leverage to rapidly develop new applications, helping Microsoft regain its position as one of the world's most valuable companies by 2019. The lesson is clear. Digital transformation requires re-architecting the organization around data and algorithms as the primary operational foundation. Research across 350-plus enterprises reveals five principles for successful AI transformation. First, establish one unified strategy with clear leadership commitment. Integrate transformation across the entire organization rather than creating separate digital units with executives who understand both technology and business implications. Second, maintain architectural clarity with consistent standards for data, analytics, and AI. Centralize critical data assets while enabling decentralized innovation, shifting IT's focus from back-office systems to business innovation. Third, adopt an agile, product-focused organization. Replace large, custom-built applications with quickly developed solutions using readily available components, requiring a cultural shift toward a software mindset throughout the organization. Fourth, build foundational capabilities in software engineering, data science, and analytics by systematically hiring different talent and creating appropriate career paths, including data product managers who identify valuable use cases. Fifth, establish clear, multidisciplinary governance. As AI grows in importance, challenges around privacy, security, bias, and societal impact require collaboration across disciplines, with legal teams participating directly in product decisions. Fidelity Investments exemplifies these principles. Under CEO Abby Johnson's leadership, the company established an AI center of excellence, centralized data assets, built an analytics platform, adopted agile methods, and invested in education for business leaders while maintaining its human touch through investment advisors. Traditional competitive strategy based on industry structure and positioning falls short in the AI age, where competition spans across industry boundaries through interconnected networks. Companies now succeed by occupying central positions in these networks, leveraging AI with three reinforcing advantages. Network effects make products more valuable as users increase, like Facebook. Learning effects improve algorithms with more data, Google search becoming more accurate. Network structure determines competitive dynamics. Some networks create strong global effects, while others cluster around local markets. When AI-powered firms enter traditional markets, they create strategic collisions between different operating models. Digital entrants initially generate less economic value, causing incumbents to dismiss them. But once they scale beyond critical mass, they deliver superior value and overtake traditional firms. Nokia illustrates this pattern. Despite manufacturing and marketing excellence, Nokia maintained a siloed structure. When Apple and Google entered with consistent digital platforms and elegant APIs, they attracted ecosystems of third-party developers. As these networks reached critical mass, their value overwhelmed Nokia's product-based model, causing rapid market share decline. This pattern repeats across industries: cloud services replacing traditional software, marketplace platforms displacing retailers, digital services threatening pay TV, and fintech competing with traditional banks. The unprecedented power of AI-powered operating models creates profound ethical challenges. Digital amplification occurs when engagement-optimized algorithms promote harmful content. Social networks transformed anti-vaccination movements from fringe to public health threats through personalized echo chambers and frictionless sharing. Algorithmic bias produces unfair outcomes. Amazon's HR screening system devalued female candidates due to male-dominated training data, while facial recognition software showed significantly lower accuracy for darker-skinned women. Cybersecurity risks intensify as digital systems accumulate sensitive data. The 2017 Equifax breach exposed 147.9 million consumers' information through a single vulnerability. Digital models can also be weaponized, as when the Christchurch shooter used Facebook to broadcast his attack. Companies in central network positions, like keystone species and ecosystems, bear the greatest responsibility as they perform critical functions affecting the entire ecosystem's health. The AI revolution presents perhaps history's greatest entrepreneurial opportunity across all industries. However, entrepreneurs must look beyond technological feasibility to understand business model implications. established companies must re-architect operations around data, software, and AI. As AI becomes increasingly embedded in business and society, leaders face immense responsibility. Despite increasing automation, these challenges require human wisdom, balancing innovation with responsibility, efficiency with fairness, and scale with sustainability. Companies mastering this balance won't just succeed in markets, they'll help shape a digital future that works for everyone.